All right, my friends. So I think we all just need to appreciate how close we just came to Armageddon. And I do mean that literally. Why we're not in the clear yet, and why the next 3 to 4 months, you're going to see a certain political class grow increasingly desperate as the countdown begins and they become resigned to the fact that there may be a lame duck in the White House. So that means that the impetus to try and accelerate and expedite your World War III nuclear plans is in the cards, is in play now. And we may see some last-ditch acts of desperation in the form of certain crises emerging. Now, I gotta say, nothing speaks to the fragility of the system. And I understand there's a lot of people who appreciate the gravity of this situation, obviously. But I don't think people are truly thinking through what could have happened if Trump actually got assassinated. Before I talk about this, I just want to say I know there's some new viewers on the channel. And you might think, it's just the guy every time, every video, he's in a tractor, he's in a truck. Believe it or not, I have 5 full-time employees who help me make videos. And we usually do much higher production videos. But as of late, we've been working on big projects, so we haven't been releasing a lot of that content because they're just the videos taking a long time to do, and the projects are taking a long time to do. I am out here building a homestead to prepare for what I think is the maybe not so imminent but inevitable collapse of Western society, just to sum it up in a nutshell. Now, if Trump was assassinated, we would have seen a financial implosion, the likes of which we ain't never seen, okay? Foreign divestment possibly would have been the least of our problems. Because understand that when those U.S. treasuries start selling off, the banks are going to close. And why would they start selling off? Because the soundness of the American legal system, the soundness of the democratic process would have been called into question. And everything that makes America the holder of the global reserve currency is owed to the judiciary, is owed to the legal system, is owed to this democratic framework that ensures that no matter who is in office, you're going to get your money and that American dollar is going to be worth something. But if the U.S. descends into some moderate intensity, asymmetrical civil war, which I'm quite confident now it would have. Before that happened, if you asked me if a candidate was assassinated, would it lead to civil war? I would say there's a good chance that it would lead to a lot of civil unrest. Civil war, I would be, well, you know, I think we still need a few more boxes to check before that happens. And now, after seeing the emotional reactions of people, I'm absolutely 100% convinced of that. I'm convinced that they would have had to close the stock market. You would have seen bank runs. You would have seen obvious runs on preparedness items, which we've seen in the last 48 hours. I'm glad that people become preppers during times of crisis. I just wish people would be a little bit more proactive about it and do those things beforehand so you don't have to be in with the mix and part of the problem. And, of course, putting a lot of stress on a very limited bottleneck of a supply chain when the shit hits the fan actually happens. There would be the dollar would be dead if Trump got assassinated. It would be dead. And it might bounce back, but on Monday, come Monday, it would have been dead. And that's why Biden came out and gave his address tonight to try to reassure the world that America is still a good place to store their gold, even though a lot of people are repatriating that too. So the fragility of the system, man, this was like the linchpin like no other. This was an Archduke Franz Ferdinand moment. And I still can't get over the predictive programming aspect of it with Hollywood in that movie Civil War. I mean, there's so many parallels that people have yet to even draw to this incident in that movie, and Leave the World Behind is another, poly crisis scenario. The geopolitical ramifications of this would have been massive. Okay? They would have been massive. If you have the U.S. descend into civil war, for lack of better terms, you know, I don't think it would be a civil war in terms of one side versus the other, but it would be just a bunch of chaos, okay? And if you had that situation, you would have all of our adversaries who've been waiting for an opportunity for America to be weak, to seize on those opportunities and pursue their goals wherever they may be it Taiwan, be it South Korea, be it the Philippines, be it Ukraine, be it the Baltic states, or be it somewhere in the Middle East. You would have seen, and I'm sure that there would be, if there was some sort of civil unrest, you'd start to have fissures in the military as well. The military could potentially be split. And if that happened, I mean, it's game over. We're in a totally different world. And the only thing that saved Trump was a simple turning of his head. Simple turning of his head was the difference between me talking to you now and me going into lockdown mode. Okay? And quite frankly, I was almost ready to go into lockdown mode yesterday anyways, judging by the reaction to this of some people. Now, I will say that Joe Biden's comments that he made tonight, he came out and I think he gave probably, again, for the second night in a row, one of the most lucid presentations or conferences, whatever you want to call it, addresses, and it, probably the most that we've seen in many, many months. And I don't know if it's this is such a powerful incident that it kind of woke him up a little bit. But I got to say, the message he gave was actually quite good. As good as you're going to get. I mean, you know, what else are you going to expect? Of course, I do believe that this was a guy who acted on his own. However, there was a lot of suspicious stuff. In fact, I posted a video that got probably 2 or 3 million views on X the other day, yesterday, which was showing an eyewitness who said that they were trying to get a hold of the Secret Service and let them know that there's a guy, you know, getting ready to shoot on several occasions. And at that point, you would think that they would have, in the very least, tried to get Trump out of there. But for whatever reason, that decision wasn't made until, of course, it was nearly too late. And so here we are. So there is some suspicions that there is collusion or that there was in some way, shape or form a setup. This was planned, that they wanted to let the shooter do his thing. And just think about that, though, because now you're seeing this martyrdom status, even though he's still alive. But he's now become a hero to the minds of a lot of people who, you know, people who maybe were on the fence. For a lot of people, an incident like this, as I want to say, it doesn't add anything to the Trump campaign. Like, it doesn't enhance what he is saying at all. It just basically says that, I mean, it just shows that he's lucky. He's lucky. He's very lucky to be alive. And it shows that, I guess, you know, to his credit, after he got shot, he raised his hand and he said, fight, fight, fight. I mean, that's, he doesn't get more iconic than that, right? Like, I mean, you could not have asked, Trump could not have asked for a more iconic situation. Like, there is no, you know what I mean? Like, to have an attempted assassination and to be able to put your fist up in the air after it and to get those pictures, and to not be really that injured, just to have a nick, but to have blood on your face so it looks hardcore. You know, I mean, somebody's watching out for him, I guess. But what concerns me the most about all this, guys, is now you got some desperate people. In spite of the fact that I think Biden came out in his address and he tried to unify people, tried to tone down the rhetoric a bit. And this is why I said yesterday, you know, there could be a silver lining to this. This could actually be bullish because people might say, okay, so yeah, January 6th, and now you had an attempted assassination, but, you know, the American system remains intact. That is actually a good sign. That's a sign that the system works in some way. However, there's also going to be that same element that is keeping Biden in the White House now, perhaps grows even more desperate. Not because, and I'm not making the insinuation that the Biden administration was in any way related to the attempted assassination. Of course, that would be hearsay and conjecture. It's just as likely. It's just another drugged out, you know, psychopharmaceutical addicted individual with mental health issues, a red pill, incel, whatever. And just as likely, it's just that, acting independently. Maybe there was some MKUltra stuff. We'll never know. We will never, ever probably know. What they will try to do is they will try to blame it on some other country. So they'll try to blame it on Russia, the Biden administration, and they will try to get something out of this. They will try to say that this was, or that his manifesto had something about, I don't know, how great Russia was, or how great, you know, the Chinese were, and how, you know, American imperialism was bad, or something like that. You know, stuff that people who aren't crazy say all the time, right? And I think that's how they're going to potentially get back. You're already seeing the comments about the AR-15 and the dad's gun that he used and all that. So they're going to try to spin this into a Second Amendment issue. But I think the more important thing that Biden said today is he said exactly what I've been saying, which is our foreign adversaries are potentially trying to exploit this. And he made a hint in there. I can't remember the exact comment, but a hint that I'm quite certain that the FBI is going to find some linkage between this guy and some other country that we're at war with. I just suspect, because it would be easy to do, right? So, and it could be a very tenuous connection at best. Nonetheless, it will happen. And so I think that if Ukraine is starting to really struggle, and if Zelensky is now looking at this situation and saying, holy shit, there isn't a hope in hell that he's going to be reelected, even though they thought the same thing about Le Pen, right? They thought that she would be able to be elected easily, but with some aggressive gerrymandering, Macron was able to come out on top with nearly half the percentage of votes, okay? Because their political system is different there. But what I'm trying to say is that there's going to be a lot of people with their hands in the pot who go increasingly desperate, who, if they did have a plan to do some sort of provocation, now they're definitely going to do that thing. People are talking about the Kiev Dam being potentially blown up as a false flag. I'm not going to speak to that because, I mean, it's something we've talked about before. Indeed, there could be some big events like that which would force enhanced, increased U.S. intervention prior to the event. We could see NATO get desperate, and I'm talking about the European aspect of NATO get desperate, knowing that maybe Trump is going to offer less support, because there's no way in hell Trump is getting out of NATO. As I've said in the past, that whole thing about leaving NATO is nonsense, because if the U.S. leaves NATO, then who do they leave NATO to? Where does the power vacuum go to? Well, it goes to the east. The Europeans will fill that void with cheap Russian gas and Chinese manufactured products. They will. So this is why the idea that the U.S. is getting out of NATO, forget about it. But what this also means is that now that Netanyahu knows that, or at least has a higher confidence that Trump is coming to office. But again, I'm not saying this is a sure thing. And I want to go on record right now as saying, you just never know. You just never. In fact, there's many polls still saying that Biden's ahead, believe it or not, even though I think most people think that's bullshit at this point. But just beware of the echo chamber. Beware of the algorithmic filter bubbles. You may think that that's the case, that everybody is supporting Trump, but maybe that's just because that's what the algorithm's serving you, because that's what you want. So you're going to have a lot of increasingly desperate countries who all have their hand in the honeypot, sucking on the American teat, And they're going to get really tempted to do some crazy shit if they think the party's about to end. And that's not even talking about the Biden administration. That's just talking about the other countries that know that with these bilateral military agreements that the U.S. has with them, that they can potentially coax the U.S. into fighting a war should something happen. So I'm guessing that we're going to see some acts of desperation here like crazy, probably very soon. I'm surprised looking at futures right now. Futures are flat. You know, what do you expect? I mean, any sensible person at this point in time will be looking at the stock market and saying, holy shit, we just dodged a bullet. I mean, that's the, you know, what that phrase, idiom, whatever, that Trump's picture should be next to that. Because the American financial system, U.S. financial hegemony, is only as sound as the legal system, as the democratic process, and the financial system. If people don't feel as though they're going to get their money back, they're not going to put their hard-earned money into the American financial system, which is what has been keeping it propped up at this point, foreign investment. Without that, I mean, it ain't the U.S., it ain't the people, the Americans pumping up their own economy. It's people pumping up the U.S. stocks because, for lack of better options, okay? Now, if that gets called into question due to civil war, it's game over, man. And I don't really hear many people talking about this. This is probably why Biden is trying to cool things in the way that he is, because he is well aware of the fact that, you know, and he did this before the market opened because he knows, okay? He knows what the implications are. So they're trying to diffuse the situation, not because they don't want a civil war, but I think, and I don't think that saying Biden wants a civil war, but I'm thinking that they would find a way to exploit that somehow. Not because they don't want a civil war, but basically because they want the markets not to crash before the election. That's what I'm getting here. So, you know, I don't really have a whole lot of news to report today. I just wanted to have this commentary because I think that this is a situation that we've never before seen, and it just demonstrates how incredibly fragile that a tiny little fuse, a blown fuse, could have spun everything into disarray. Financial implosion, you would have seen the Russians make some big moves, and that, of course, increases the likelihood of a nuclear confrontation. Because if all our adversaries choose to do something at once, well, we got to show them we're crazy, right? Because we know that if China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, if they all started to activate at the same time, we wouldn't be able to address that situation with conventional weaponry. So what would we have to resort to? Well, we'd have to resort to tactical nuclear weapons, which is what they're currently in the process of rolling out in multiple more countries in Europe than there already are. I would encourage people to continue to prepare in the run-up to election season, because we were literally this close to not being able to get money out of the bank today. I want people to realize that. You would have not have been able to use the banks. And because you would not have been able to use the banks, you would have seen a lot of crazy, crazy protests. And you would you've seen a lot of draconian stuff come down the pike, lockdowns possibly, you know, just martial law or some low intensity form of martial law. And again, this would have just global implications. The global markets would crash and everything would just go to hell. So it's still possible that it could happen again. I'm not going to get into the specifics of the case itself. The nature of the individual who did it, I do think that it's not out of the ordinary for us to assume that he is a red pill, one of these incel guys who's, you know, just the result of the post-American dream. I mean, he is everything that is wrong with Western society in a nutshell. And that is what the outcome was. So was this a high coordinated MK Ultra type incident? Maybe. People are talking about how he was in a BlackRock commercial, and I've seen all the stuff, guys, I have. But at this point, and I'm not ruling it out, I'm just saying that we got to understand that there's a lot of crazy people running around here, and it gets crazier and crazier by the day. And would the Democrats have benefited from Trump being assassinated? I don't think so, because I think it would have just led to civil war, and it would have led to a financial implosion, and everybody would have lost. And when you're Russia and China and Iran and North Korea, you're looking at and thinking to yourself, wow, if it was that easy just to stir people up that much, you know, maybe we could do a lot more. There's a lot more work we could do here while investing very minimal amounts of energy. Let me know what you guys think about this in the comment section below, and stay tuned next week because we got a lot of excellent video content. I believe, I can only speak to it because I, of course, made it. I guess you will ultimately be the judge. We got new weapon systems that we're going to be testing out. We have some education around how to build a nuclear fallout shelter for free on the cheap if you don't have any money. Very important stuff. We have an expert that we bring on to help you understand how to do that. We're working on some pretty cool stuff along the lines of home fortifications, like heavy-duty fortifications, which are also very achievable for everybody, and a lot more. So stay strong, stay safe, and try to stay sane, stay stoic. And if you want to support the channel, the best way to do that is to gear up at CanadianPreparedness.com. Thanks for watching, folks. Canadian Prepper out.